It's Wednesday, September 22nd. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Love in the time of COVID has been a difficult one. For single people, many relationships started quickly and passionately, and also ended just as fast during the pandemic. Finding someone during a time of loneliness made them hold on tighter. But once the vaccines came along, a lot of relationships fell apart since you didn't have to lay low anymore. Diana Speckler, contributor to The Guardian, joins us for COVID-era romances. Thanks for joining us, Diana.
Thank you for having me.
I wanted to talk about romance during the COVID era. We've been hearing a lot about it and what's going on. A lot of people coupling together very quickly and just kind of bearing down during a lot of the lockdowns and whatnot. But Diana, you spoke to a few people just kind of to get the sense of what happened. And in a lot of cases, these romances that developed during the COVID times were very passionate, very quick to start, and then they ended just as quickly. In a lot of cases, right after people started getting vaccinated and things are starting to open up. So, Diana, help us walk through some of this. What were you seeing out there?
I guess it's, in my opinion, sort of the unsung love story of the era, because I think that there's been a lot of attention paid to how COVID has affected marriages. And, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, it seemed like things were not going well. And then later in the pandemic, it said, oh, maybe things are going well. And those seem to be the stories that I was seeing over and over again, and a lot of think pieces on that front. And I think everybody just kind of assumed, if they weren't single, that single people were just hanging out by themselves. But in fact, the dating apps were getting more play than ever. There was a huge uptick. And people were dating, but people didn't want to date multiple people because it was unsafe. And I think for a lot of reasons, it was appealing to many people to just hunker down in a monogamous relationship. And so people rushed in and things got serious very quickly. Bars, restaurants, cafes, those things were all closed. So things became intimate very fast. Dates at home, meeting people's families right away because you would just join the pod, things like that. Yeah. So it would go from maybe like a first or second date to like now we kind of live together.
Right. And, you know, I'm lifting a line from your article. I just think it kind of makes sense so much. Many singles scrambled to find a seat. And when they did, they just sat there. You know, you found something, something that you really could hold on to. And then, boom, I'm not letting this go because it's working for me right now. And a lot of the whatever you can call maybe traditional rules of dating, unspoken rules of dating, kind of go out the window when things are like this. You know, you don't have that time to go out to the bars and restaurants and get to know somebody. You know, if it clicks right away, a lot of people just kept it.
That's right. And I think there is something beautiful about that, too, because a lot of the sort of rules that you learn as somebody on the dating scene are kind of gamey, kind of manipulative. And for those to go out the window isn't necessarily a bad thing. Don't get physical right away, or don't call him until he calls you. Don't text back too quickly, those kinds of things. I think those were just sort of non-issues.
So what happened, you know, a lot of these relationships started very quickly, very passionately. Some of these intimacy things, as you mentioned, you know, right, if you're giving somebody a chance, because a lot of the vaccines weren't circulating just yet, and you're going to be intimate with somebody, you know, boom, as I mentioned, you kind of hold on to that. What happened after the vaccines started happening? What happened after these relationships started getting vaccinated? Because you mentioned at least two or three of them, right away, things changed. They felt like they wanted to be free. They didn't have to be shackled up anymore.
I think actually they followed the trajectory of any relationship, but just had outside influences or had other factors affecting them. So, you know, for one of my subjects, for example, who has historically had issues with intimacy and closeness, those started cropping up for him more than ever because his relationship had gotten so serious so quickly. So that was one example. Another one of my subjects, her partner, her COVID boyfriend, had donated a kidney early in the pandemic. And so he was being super, super careful because he was immunocompromised. And so their relationship was very insular. And then as soon as he got vaccinated, it was like party time.
Yeah, that was actually a funny one because he had ghosted that girl at the very beginning. And when he finally reconnected, he's like, well, I was giving a kidney to my sister. And she made him show him the scar just to kind of prove it. So that was a funny example there. But, and, you know, and along with this whole thing too, right, is some of the bad habits or bad attitudes, things also you couldn't notice with maybe the more traditional dating pattern. You profiled a couple who, once things started happening out in public, he was a little more moody, socially anxious. And because those things weren't happening during pandemic and lockdowns, she didn't get to see that.
So that was my subject, Samantha, who had such an intense COVID romance. The guy actually moved in with her, you know, and got a new job in her city and totally left his life to be with her. And it's interesting because he has had severe social anxiety probably many, many years, but she had no way of knowing that because it was just the two of them in a house for so long.
Right.
So as soon as they got vaccinated, she's very extroverted and social and was excited to go out and connect with people and live life again. And he said, you know, this just isn't of interest to me. So, and he left her.
One last thing I want to mention on all of these COVID romances is you also had a COVID romance that you said ended within 2 months of vaccination. But one of the things that you made a point in the article, which I thought makes total sense, is you spent a lot of time with this person throughout pandemic, lockdowns, all of that, and you maybe joined their pods, their friend groups. But when the relationship over, now you kind of don't have anybody to go and remember, you know, some of those good times with because that person is gone now. That's just an interesting aside to all this.
And I don't know if it's necessarily that I want to reminisce about the good times, but it was a pretty dark time. And, you know, I felt that throughout the pandemic, that was who I was most regularly commiserating with because we were spending all our time together. And now I don't know him or the people in his life anymore. And it's just really interesting to think that this era of our lives, sort of darkest time in history, for me, there's the only people I can talk about it with are people who weren't with me. There's a little bit of a loss in that, I guess.
Yeah. And I bet there's a lot of people, you know, just as the article suggests, right? A lot of people went through the same type of thing here. Diana Speckler, contributor to The Guardian, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.